Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 11th of March 2026. Today's topic is Beware of Amnon's Trap. Our text is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 6 to 14. Verse 6. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house, and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan, and poured them out before him. But he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her, and said unto her, Come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Verse 14. Howbeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but, being stronger than she, forced her, and lay with her. Key verse. 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 10. Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. Tamar was Amnon's half-sister, as they were both David's children. He began to nurse some dirty thoughts in his heart towards his sister, and did not let it end there. He discussed it with one of his close friends who gave him a wrong counsel. You should always be careful of those you refer to as friends or share your secret thoughts with. Amnon eventually got Tamar over to attend to him, and in the process defiled her. Today, our society is filled with men and women, uncles, aunties, teachers, and some close relations with evil intentions. While Tamar was not responsible for Amnon's actions, boys and girls can also take some potential steps to protect and prevent harm from wicked people. Some of these include 1. Running away from every appearance of evil. 2. Refusal to run errand for anyone without the consent of your parents. 3. Never going into a person's bedroom for whatever purpose. 4. Avoid being alone with an opposite sex, especially in a dark and lonely place. 5. Praying for God's wisdom and protection always. 6. Shouting and calling for help whenever you sense danger. Remember, Tamar's actions of showing care did not cause Amnon's behavior, as it was a planned action. She did the best given the circumstance. The Lord wants us to learn from past happenings in His Word and be wise. Prayer for today. Lord, I pray that you give me wisdom to detect and escape all evil traps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 5 to 7. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sinsuamilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.